Greetings, I'm Christy the Wordsmith. If you look up the word screed in any modern dictionary, you'll find a number of definitions. A lengthy discourse or diatribe. A leveling device drawn over freshly poured concrete. A long strip of fabric, leather, or paper. It seems screed has a little something for everyone. Yet despite the disparity, this triad of definitions can be traced to one linguistic ancestor. Let's see how. The Oxford English Dictionary's historical database suggests that the word screed was first printed in English in the 1300s. At that time, it meant long strip of fabric or paper, leather or clothing. Screed in this sense had the same meaning and the same parentage as our word shred. Then, in the mid-1700s, came the screed that means lengthy, tedious tirade or piece of writing. It developed out of the earlier sense of a long strip of paper, just right, perhaps, for writing an extensive list of complaints. The word then arose to satisfy a linguistic need in the building trades. Tracked to an 1812 construction manual called Mechanical Exercises, the long strip sense of screed was applied to a variety of leveling devices, such as a piece of wood used as a guide for smoothing cement floors and plaster walls. Screed. For this word, what a long, strange strip it's been. I'm Christy the Wordsmith.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.